Gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Oh, give me a little bit more back in my headphones here. There we go. Gotcha. All right, folks, this is a day to be marked here. This is the first day that we're broadcasting from the new studios. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. It is, what is the date today, guys? I left my atomic clock at the other office. It's the 15th, okay? 17th. Okay, great. Soundproof window works really well also. At any rate, folks, it is the 17th of June. This program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And we're very happy to have this going on. Do you know what I do need, fellas? I do need the 800 call-in numbers. Yeah. Get Sandra, get that book she's walking around with. It's got all the numbers in it. As a matter of fact, there it is laying over there. Is that it right there? Okay. No, that's somebody else's book. At any rate, welcome, folks. We'll give you the 800 number out there. Want to find out today, I just want to do some cursory checks here. On shortwave, I've had a lot of people tell me that they're having problems with the 12160. Just wanted to check that out. Here's the number. It's 800-313-9443. And you're showing me something here. Go ahead. So many bodies in here and nothing's being accomplished. Give me that book back. Yes, but give me the book first. Let me have the book. Thank you. All right. Gosh. Yeah, that there you go. 800-313-9443. So that is the 800 number. And we're going to be testing. You folks out there in radio land, you're going to be guinea pigs today. We're going to be testing out lines and doing balancing and all that stuff. So avail yourself of that 800-313. What was that? 9443. Yeah, that's it. Okay, got it. All right. Just let me know when we got ringy dingies going on here. Okay, dokie. Covering today. George Bush's new lawyer. It seems like folks, criminals nowadays, they just have to have criminals as lawyers. And Bush's new lawyer harbors secret criminal past. We'll get into that. Government rebukes judges rebuking a government over no-fly list. Cherry picking here for the officials try to cherry pick statistics. Well, this is what we've known all along. It's still worst job creation record in 60 years. Get into that. The overthrow of the American Republic and the White House misled world over Saddam 9/11 connection. Is this a break coming up here? Okay, then. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey Bass is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey Bass for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Also covering on this program, Anti-Hate Net Conference opens. This ought to be real, real interesting, folks. Again, what this is all designed over, whether it's hate speech or, you know, they're telling us that we've got to be more conducive and not so combative against, you know, people with differing opinions and ideas. What's the word that they use? That we've got to be more accepting, but that's not the word. Tolerant. Oh, there we go. We have to be more tolerant. So the hate crime laws are being passed. They're going after just about everything on the planet. And basically what this is designed to do, because here in this country we have what is known as a First Amendment, a guaranteed right of speech. Unless you're harming somebody, you know, the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Why do you think they made that saying? That's because it's true. Words can't really hurt anybody. But being in this multicultural society nowadays, yes, we have got to be more tolerant. And whether it's the neighborhood rubber raincoat guy that stands, you know, the guy that stands out in the street corner ogling your children. Oh, well, that's okay. We haven't made hate laws against child molesters yet, but don't worry, they'll get around to that too. Because child molesters are people too. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're first up. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. Now you're booming here on 12160, and I want to tell the folks that at least in eastern PA here, they can expect the signal to get progressively better as the summer wears on. Now, your second hour frequency really doesn't come into its own until the second hour. Like, for example, Jack Blood on the same frequency tends to be difficult.
Well, don't know what to say about that. I was concerned about the 12160. I've gotten a lot of calls over that over the last couple of months.
Yeah, and I hope you take most of the frequency checks offline. Nothing makes for a more boring show otherwise.
But it's effective. Anything else, Roger?
That's all. God
okay.
bless.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Wanted to make this announcement before I forgot. This is a reminder of a great gathering this Saturday at the Silver Eagle Tap House. This is located at 9301 Farm Market Road, FM 725 in downtown McQueenie, Texas. On FM 725, this is only 100 yards north of FM 78, or 20 miles northeast of San Antonio. I guess if you knew where FM 725 was, you know where FM 78 was. But at any rate, this is only 5 miles west of Seguin, Texas, I guess this is. The gathering will begin at 3 p.m. and continue until its end. The tap house has, if you're a beer drinker, they got great beers on tap. Special guest for the event will be Randy Weaver. This August will mark the 12th anniversary of the outrageous events that occurred at the hands of the trigger-happy federal agents at Ruby Ridge, Idaho. If you need a refresher, try these websites, www.lourockwell.com. And, you know, just do searches here on Randy Weaver. Randy also has a new book out that he's authored with Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the candidate for governor of Utah, and we'll make sure he has copies. He's going to be in town. I think he might even be in town now, if not today, tomorrow. But he will be my first in-studio guest. I think that's a proper way to break this network in, folks. So we'll have Randy Weaver up probably Monday or Tuesday in studio. I know he's got a in Austin. Eugene. We're up locally here now. Goody gumdrop. Okay. This thing Tuesday. This is all the information I have here. Okay. Well, I stumble and fumble here. Where else is Randy going to be?
Sunday after the gun show.
Okay, Sunday at Saxit Gun Show.
After the gun show, he's going to be, I think it's Serrano's.
Okay, after the gun show, we think it's Serrano's.
And Tuesday.
And Tuesday also at Serrano's?
Yeah, that's going to be the Truth Seekers meeting.
That'll be the Truth Seekers meeting. Okay. But we'll have Randy in studio. Thank you. We'll have Randy in studio either Monday or Tuesday. Probably if we can wrangle him in here on Monday, that'd be a good deal. Okay, Tom in Virginia. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, John?
How you doing?
How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
I was glad to hear you guys got a new network going.
Well, it's about time, isn't it?
Yeah. I got to stream it off the internet, which you got a good 32 kilobyte stream, which is pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, because I forgot all about that. Yeah, I forgot to put out the information. If you want the live streaming, that's a 32-bit stream. That's at
rbnlive.com. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, rbnlive.com.
But, it's good to get to you. You know, you can listen to Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and you in the afternoon, and you get a good 7 hours of education. You know, it's not a government school education.
Well, I'll tell you, us being so close to the intrepid one, Alex Jones, in Austin, Texas, I hope he decides to move over to this network.
I don't really listen to GCN anymore. Well, I'll listen to Michael Corbin. He's still got some pretty decent stuff sometimes.
Yeah, he's still cutting his teeth.
Excuse me?
I said he's still cutting his teeth.
Yeah. But, you've been around, I guess, for a little while, and you guys are doing a great job. It's very needed. Actually, I'm going to try possibly to get on, maybe make some proposals, get some people, business owners in Lynchburg, maybe to try to back me and support me, and maybe I'll try to go to some local area AM stations and whatnot.
Well,
make a proposal for a show for maybe 2 hours a week or something.
Yeah, well, Tom, what we're going to be doing here in the real near future, and we're going to enlist the help of all the listeners out there in order to get these programs on as many AM and FM stations. We'll actually have packages made up here at the network, and people can call us, and we'll give them those packages, and they can hand walk them into the station owners or the managers of the various stations. So we're going to recruit the help of a lot of people out there.
Because they just have junk on around here. They have Sean the neocon, and Michael Wiener, Savage, and the rest of those clowns and the aborts and trash.
It's the nationally rubber-stamped, approved, national, supposedly conservative talk show host.
Yeah, it's just trash now. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well-paid trash, though.
Do what?
I said well-paid trash.
Yeah, very well... Well, I just think it's a psyops. I think, they know what they're doing, and I don't know if they were per se trained by the CIA or anything, but it's definitely, an orchestrated mind control, just like mass media, just like Dan Blather or whatever, same thing, or Fox Neocon News. It's a psyops, and it's mind control, at various levels, to various segments, people like me that it just happened to be in their car listening. You know, we're getting a message, and then the ones that love Bush are getting a message too. You know, a different one, I guess. But I know it's just junk and garbage what they're saying, and most of it lie. And you know, I guess they're now talking about trying to impeach Bush. I guess that's the latest thing I heard when I got off work today.
Well, I don't know which comes first. Do we jail him for treason first and then impeach him, or do we have to...
We might as well get his dad and Clinton and Hillary, and we might as well get Al Gore, and, you know, and then we round up the whole administration just about that we got now and just give them a trial and shoot them like they used to do.
Can't do that with presidents, sorry.
I guess not. Not if
well, hey, look, let me, Tom, let me put it to you this way. Any, you wouldn't appreciate just somebody want to eliminate you because they didn't like your politics. So we got to do it through the court systems. But here's one
well,
thing.
Well, that's what I mean, you know, once they're convicted, you know.
Oh, and then properly.
Once they're convicted, yeah, give them their due process in their day, of course, yeah. And then once they're convicted, you know, because, you know, if they let, you know, people that aren't corrupt do something like that, you know what well, the outcome would be, you know, but...
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. 800-313-9443 is the open line call-in. I'm going to do, what is today, Wednesday or Thursday? Today is Thursday.
And more than one person can call at one time.
Oh, and more than one person can call at one time. That's right. We've got a brand new Gettner system. Ooh, we've got a bunch of lines ready. Gentleman stopped in the office here a little bit earlier today, and we were talking about cameras going up on all over the place, all over America. Cameras will keep eye on Interstate 74. And it's funny, folks, around here in Austin, Texas, what we use the cameras monitoring all the streets and the highways around here, we use it for the news groups so they can give you live camera shots, shots of moving traffic, or if they have a traffic tie-up, they can go right into that system. I mean, it's really amazing. You know, it's traffic control. Of course, I haven't been into the brains and the heart of the monitoring system, but I hear it's huge. But in Peoria, determining whether to take Interstate 74 to where you're going will be just a click away this summer when information gleaned from a network of cameras and highway sensors goes online. The Intelligent Transport System, they call it the ITS, a $7.5 million facet of the $461 million upgrade will relay in real-time traffic backups, accidents, and construction conditions throughout I-74 corridor in Peoria and East Peoria. Police and other emergency personnel in both communities already use the system, which will remain a permanent part of the interstate once the overhaul is complete. While the cameras possess the capability to identify speeding motorists, the videos will not be used in law enforcement. Not yet, anyhow. The main function is just to monitor traffic flow, said Randy Leginga, traffic engineer at the ITS coordinator with District 4 of the Illinois Department of Transportation. It won't be used to give any tickets, and I'll put my own ad in there. Not yet, it won't. More, a little bit more about that, other news stories and your phone calls right after this.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution.
There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Cameras are coming. The cameras are coming. At least in Peoria, officials on Tuesday unveiled the ITS Communication Center at IDOT, that's the Indiana Department of Transportation headquarters, in downtown Peoria. Video screens line the wall on the seventh floor of the Becker building, surrounded by computer workstations that connect the system's operations. Portable and permanent message board warnings motorists on traffic congestion ahead. Now, these are these... Folks, these are these signs that are going up all around the country. The down here in Texas that spearheaded the Amber Alert system was first used in California. But these signs that you see alongside the highways that are telling you right now that, buckle up or get nailed or it's the law or whatever. You know, cute little public service messages that are up there. But soon enough, this will be the Terrorist Alert Network. It's been used before with posting people's and suspects now. And again, in this country, you're still innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But, you know, we'll use it as such things as terrorist warnings, or they'll put descriptions of vehicles and license plate numbers on these things, supposedly going after child molesters. And it's Big Brother. The system is in place and it will be used. 15 cameras sprinkled along the interstate at other intersections where traffic is likely to increase because of commuters avoiding construction zones, and on and on and on and it goes. Well, that's about the meat of the information here, but keep in mind, folks, this is the Department of Transportation that's doing all these cameras. And you may have a Department of Transportation vehicle show up one day on a local street corner, and the next thing you know, you've got cameras. I know in Fredericksburg, they start putting cameras up on the interstate down there. Fredericksburg is about 70 miles west of Austin. It's a German tourist attraction down there, Germantown. But ask the police department. Well, we don't know who put the cameras up. Ask the city council. They didn't even know who put the cameras up, but they had cameras in their city. So, yeah. It's just the thing to do. And you have no reasonable right or expectations of privacy if you are in public. So keep that in mind. Bush's new lawyer, let me take another phone call before I get into the story. Catherine in Texas. Hello, Catherine.
Yes, thank you, John. Congratulations.
Thank you,
ma'am. Just want to know if you and Jack Blood and other people of your network will be in Colorado for Rick Stanley.
Yeah, I don't have a confirmation on that. That's supposed to be what, the 18th, 19th of this month?
Well, pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling, because I just know that it's going to be this weekend, I believe. And
Oh, that's right. It is going to be this weekend.
Yes, yes. And another question, whatever happened to Dick Simcannon?
Dick is cooling his heels in jail right now.
How much time did he get?
That is a good question. I do not know. It was several years. I know that it's more than 4 or 5 years.
You know, John, I'm so disappointed in the talk show host because they have interviewed these people. They've interviewed the lawyers. They've interviewed them over and over. And then when they go to jail, that's the end of them.
Well,
that is the end of them.
No,
and I hope everybody that hears my voice can know that you guys are a bunch of jerks.
Well, that was nice. And that was Catherine in Texas. Well, Catherine, if you would have stayed online long enough, I would have told you that I have been in contact with some Simcannon people. I'm waiting for the appeals to come up because there's no sense in talking about somebody that's in jail right now and nothing's happening. So rest assured, my dear frustrated one, as soon as we get some information, I will relay it. You know, I mean, this isn't just not happened to Dick Simcannon. I mean, we could probably do a week's worth of shows, you know, 24/7 here on all the people that have been locked up in jail. I like the response from the new IRS commissioner as one reporter's query about how they're going to handle these tax protest questions. You know, what are you going to do with them? And the new IRS commissioner just said, well, here's our answer. We're just going to step up enforcement. There's redress of your government in practice. Bush's new lawyer harbors secretive criminal past. The cult of secrecy surrounding President Bush's newly retained lawyer in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case is so strong that the White House refuses even to confirm who the president's lawyer is. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan told reporters that the lawyer's name is Jim Sharp, but refused to even confirm whether he is James E. Sharp, a Washington attorney. But for the smokescreen around Sharp goes far deeper than that, and perhaps for a good reason. The only other president to hire a private attorney for acts committed while president, that would be, that's right, Richard Nixon, I am not a crook, eventually resigned from office. Now, Sharp has long cloaked himself in secrecy, even taking the unusual move of paying to have his address and telephone number removed from the major Martindale legal directory. He was an assistant district attorney before he came to Washington and has a history of taking on cases with political implications. Sharp's highest profile client was Major General Richard V. Secord, a major figure in the Iran-Contra scandal who helped Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North accumulate untaxed wealth in overseas accounts. For lesser known, however, in 1994, finding by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, where he engaged in unethical and criminal activity for pressuring a witness to commit perjury. Sounds the kind of lawyer that George Bush needs. More on that story after this break. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
System. Oh, there we go. And a brand new engineer. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We have multitudes of lines, not just one line. And guess what? You don't have to pay for it on your own nickel. Talking about this lawyer for George Bush, Sharp, in 94 when the case was being heard on appeal, and this was this charge was leveled by one of Sharp's witnesses when he represented his self-avowed good friend, Joe Harry Pegg, against a charge of conspiring to import marijuana in 1988 and 1989. In the 94, when the case was being heard on appeal, the lawyer for one of Pegg's co-conspirators contacted a prosecuting attorney, Cynthia Colazo, saying that Sharp might have had a privileged conversation that might cause Sharp to have a conflict of interest in representing Pegg. In unsworn statements, Baxter told Colazo that shortly after he had been arrested in 92 for participating in marijuana importation conspiracy charged in the instant case, Sharp had met with him and arranged for Pegg to pay a portion of Baxter's legal fees. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals transcript states Baxter then stated that Pegg had retained attorney Dick Hybley, to represent Baxter in the case. Baxter further claimed that Sharp and Hybley helped him concoct a false story to help prosecute Pegg. Now, after Colazo expressed her concerns to Sharp, he decided to remain on the case regardless. Though they did not dispute his actions were criminal, government could not pursue Sharp because they were unable to prove the conflict adversely affected his counsel of Pegg. Now, the district court found that the government does not deny that Sharp labored under the actual conflict of interest created by the co-conspirator, that Sharp had engaged in unethical and criminal activity in connection with his representation. That's according to the transcript. And as White House refuses to confirm Sharp's identity, some speculate that he might have been the Jim Sharp who served as the attorney to Jeb Magruder, a player in the Watergate scandal. It's possibly since James E. Sharp, born in 1940, would have been 33 at the time. So there's a little confusion here as to, but, you know, I don't doubt this, that Bush would come up with somebody like this. Let's go back to the phones. Gordon in Texas. Hello, Gordon. Whoa, Gordon, where are you standing at?
Yeah.
On a runway in an airport?
I'm driving down the road.
Boy, at 150 miles an hour, it sounds like.
No, I learned that lesson yesterday. I'm only going to 70 here.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob Stewart. Monty Griffin?
Yes.
Yeah, our friendly bat faggots got a hold of me. And they want, I got to put a number on that gun or surrender it to them.
Okay, what's this?
You heard that one?
Okay, now I understand a lot of people that ordered these kits, these 50 cal kits from Monty Griffith, have been contacted by the BATF and they want you to register the gun. Is that the case? Is that what you're dealing with?
Let me pull off on the shoulder, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just coming up out of Laredo and... Okay, now I should be able to hear you.
All right, much better, much better. Now, do you have one of those Monty Griffith kits?
Yes, I do, and I have not completed it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's inoperable, and they say, no, I got to get a number on it or surrender it to them.
Now,
or get a warrant issued.
Now,
I like that option.
When did they contact you?
It's been a couple months ago, and I just found out about it. And I had my lawyer call them, and they said, no, the courts ruled that that needs a serial number. And I don't know what you knew about that, because they'll register it to me, too. You know, I don't want anything registered to me.
Well, there's a couple of people locally here in Austin. They just wanted to brush this thing under the table. They didn't want to make a big deal out of this, but I think it's a big deal. These kits were sold.
Yes.
I don't know that they needed to be registered. I don't think that they needed to be registered. But I do know that the BATF ended up with all the paperwork of anybody that ever bought a 50 cal kit from Monty Griffith. And, you know, Bob Stewart had told us several times that, oh, no, we don't keep any records around here. Well, don't you know, when the Fed showed up, and by the way, the infamous Bo Greitz was hanging around the neck of the woods when the BATF showed up. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they tracked me down, I guess, off my check that he had.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. But I do know that Bob was supposed to keep that information quiet, and that's the first thing they showed up and grabbed. They wanted to know who had these kits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Stewart, I went to his house one day, and the truck stopped there along the street and went and bought one. We talked a couple hours, and he explained that if I do get it mailed, I got to be there present when it's done, when they finish it. And I can't remember if he said I had to get a number on it then, but I can't see it's inoperable why I need a number on it now.
Well, it doesn't seem to me that you would. I mean, that's like putting a VIN number on a car that is incomplete, not built, and not ready to be tagged for the street.
That's correct. It's just parts.
That's it. Parts is parts.
It's like auto parts or anything else.
Well, what did your lawyer tell you, by the way?
She didn't know anything about it. She was just calling in because I didn't want to talk to them personally.
Yeah, don't blame you.
But he said they'd have to inspect it after it was done.
Well,
yeah, they'll just grab it and leave, you know.
Well, where did that contact information come out of? What office?
Houston. That faggot there in Houston.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to call the bat faggots in Houston to get the real story, at least their side of the story on this deal.
You're good at that. That's why I called you.
Well, that's what I'll have to do. That's my charge for tomorrow. I'll have to do that.
You're going to have old Weaver on there, huh?
Yeah.
He's a friend of mine. I'm from his hometown up there.
Okay.
But I'm coming up out of Laredo. I'll be going through San Antonio and Austin here in a little bit. But
Well, when you come through Austin, make sure you tune into 101. 101.1.
100.1. I had it yesterday.
Yep.
Till it faded out going south there. And got a speeding ticket in San Antonio downtown. And the guy wrote me a ticket, and it's kind of strange. He says, I can't tell you anything, but he says, you fight this. He says, because you're going to win. I said, what? He says, just fight it, and you'll win. The judge will throw it out. And I go, what are you talking about? He says, I can't tell you anything. Just hear what I said.
Was that a local?
Said, okay.
Was that local PD?
Yes.
Okay.
He's special enforcement on commercial vehicles. We call them plain wrappers or red wrappers, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the cars.
Mm-hmm.
The color of the car, it's wrapped in red or whatever, no markings. And He says, I wouldn't have wrote you this ticket. My sergeant's running the radar, and he said, give him a ticket. Everybody says I got to give a ticket to.
Well, sounds like he didn't want any really revenue on you, so he gave you a heads up.
I got a hold of a lawyer in San Antonio from a prepaid legal, and he's going to take care of it. But I got to appear now because they used to do, your lawyer could do it for you.
Yeah.
Now you've got to be there personally because then if you're not, more revenue, and they issue that warrant.
Well, they got to get you in that administrative court, you know.
Yeah.
They got to get you in there. It just doesn't seem, you know, all the while where they're taking more and more people out of the courtrooms and arraigning people from jail cells and whatever else via a camera, they still want you on a traffic ticket to show up.
Yeah, I can't believe it, though. I met a patriot in uniform, and he's telling me, go ahead and fight it because you win. He's not going to show up is what it is.
Well,
he said it's a BS ticket.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm finding out more and more people in uniform wearing badges are on the American people's side. And they
just on this deal, my lawyer, he's talking just like you, and he says, I know a judge. He says, I can get you deferred adjudication and 6 months probation and no ticket. You got to go for a day. And he's on the same side we are too.
Well, you know,
people are coming around.
There is a program, by the way, in Texas. I don't know how long this thing's been running, but
it's different for commercial license, though.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to say,
different. We are second rate, whatever.
Yeah, because down here in Texas, if an ordinary person gets a speeding ticket or whatever the case may be, all they have to do is go to Blockbuster and rent a series of videos for $49. You take the class, you do it online via the computer, you do a test after each segment that you watch, and they'll take the ticket off your record. And the only thing that shows on your record is you took a driver safety improvement course, and a lot of people do that to lower their insurance rates. So
deferred adjudication.
There you go.
I did that years ago in Pecos, Texas.
All right. Well,
I could do it again, but they've changed everything around. I just called the JP, you know. He said, you get in trouble in 6 months, it's going back on.
Well,
we're
growing more patriots out there. We're reorienting them to our system of government.
They're coming around quick.
Good.
I know that. I can travel the whole country, and it's kind of funny how it's really catching on. Some people ought to be getting a little bit worried, I think.
Me too. They should be very, very concerned.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, John.
You take care of yourself. Be careful pulling back out on that roadway. I'm surprised you pulled that rig over that fast. Nope, okay. Judge rebukes government over no-fly list. Associated Press story, San Francisco. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that the government is stonewalling attempts by the American Civil Liberties Union to acquire information about the government's secret no-fly list, which borrows potential terrorists from boarding commercial flights. The FBI, the Transportation Security Administration, and other agencies have cited security concerns in not disclosing to the ACLU how two of its clients got on the list. The ACLU sued on behalf of two peace activists who were wrongfully detained at the San Francisco International Airport because their names popped up on a secret no-fly database. The U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer has reviewed in private all the data the government has called sensitive and ordered it to further explain why certain documents are being left off of the ACLU's Freedom of Information Act request. Breyer ruled this. He said, in many instances, the government has not come close to meeting its burden, and in some cases have made frivolous claims of exemption. I like that term because you know what's happening, folks. People are filing paperwork, going after civilly to make people liable for violating their constitutional rights. And I remember this years ago in Ohio. Ohio State Supreme Court judge went to all the clerks of courts to get them to understand what these frivolous and bogus lawsuits, these processes that were being taken to the clerks of court. You know, nothing goes until the clerk of court accepts it, and he was there to try to make the people understand that, well, you don't take any of these frivolous things. You know, these are bogus, these are frivolous. So we got state Supreme Court justices out there, how should I say this, interfering with due process? I think there are laws against that. The ACLU, let me back up here. TSA spokesman Nico Melendez declined to comment on the judge's ruling, saying the agency does not discuss pending litigation. That's their favorite get-out-of-jail-free card, or at least I don't have to answer your question card. The ACLU is asking the court to force the government to disclose how many people are on the list and how names got on it or off of it. Breyer said the government has refused to say how many people are on the list and why. That should not be disclosed. Breyer also wondered why the government classified how one gets on the list as non-disclosable sensitive security information. The government has even blacked out names of government officials in charge of that list, including the name of the FBI employee, who was responsible for responding to inquiries from the Republic. The public. You know, I put a FOIA request into the FBI, 8 years ago, and I'm still getting letters saying my application is being processed. And it's probably that one FBI guy that you don't know his name. Nameless, faceless bureaucrats, folks. Now, this is no small matter. He's not persuaded by the case the government has put together, said Thomas Burke, an ACLU attorney. It's in everybody's best interest that they have an accurate list. Now, the list is meant to prevent potential terrorists from boarding planes. The TSA collects names from law enforcement officials and shares the list with airlines to screen passengers. Now, I'm a little fuzzy here because the TSA is collecting names from law enforcement, and it doesn't say what agency. And what are they using as guidelines to profile and say that you may be a potential terrorist? Now, the lawsuit was brought by Rebecca Gordon and Jadon Adams, the two San Francisco peace activists who published War Times, a nationally distributed newsletter critical of the Bush administration. They were stopped while checking in for a flight to Boston, where they were detained by authorities until cleared for travel. Now, with the help of the ACLU, the two invoked the Freedom of Information Act to demand that the FBI, TSA, or Justice Department explain why they were stopped. After their lawsuit was filed last year, TSA did not respond to their request, and the FBI said no files on the two existed. But yet they find themselves on some little employee's computer screen, TSA employee's computer screen. They don't know why the name's on there. They have no idea why. All they know is you're on a no-fly list, and, well, you must be pulled out of line and taken to that little room and questioned, and where are you going and what are you doing? You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but nobody can answer the question as to why. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. White House misled world over Saddam 9/11 connection, as if we didn't know that already. President George Bush, May 1 of 2003, you said the liberation of Iraq removed an ally of al-Qaeda. Vice President Cheney on 22nd January 2004, just this year, there's overwhelming evidence of a connection between al-Qaeda and Iraq. Donald Rumsfeld, 14 November 2002, he says, within a week or a month, Saddam could give his weapons of mass destruction to al-Qaeda. Condoleezza Rice on September 17, 2003, Saddam was a danger in the region where the 9/11 threat emerged. Well, that's a little bit more nebulous, thank you, Condi. Now, the Bush administration's credibility was dealt a devastating blow yesterday when the commission investigating the attacks on September 11th said there was no credible evidence that Saddam Hussein's regime had assisted al-Qaeda, something repeatedly suggested by the president and his senior officials and held up as a reason for the invasion of Iraq. A report by the independent commission said that while there were contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda operatives in 1990, it appeared Osama bin Laden's request for a partnership were rebuffed. We have no credible evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. What they're calling a collaborative relationship. Now, it added that two senior bin Laden associates have adamantly denied that any ties existed between al-Qaeda and Iraq. The commission's report also revealed that the initial plan for the attack on U.S., drawn up by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a senior al-Qaeda operative who is now in U.S. custody, envisioned a much broader assault, simultaneously targeting 10 different U.S. cities on both the East and the West Coast. Yeah, news to me, folks. September 11th? Government knew about it, so it must have known about the 10 different U.S. cities on both the East and West Coast also. We'll take the break. 94.75 for you shortwave listeners. Next hour, hour two, coming up. Stay tuned.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Oh, that wasn't the start of the second hour. I got to get used to this. I got to get used to these commercial breaks again. Talking about what the commission is talking about, Iraq and the ties to Al-Qaeda, the target list that they conveniently came up with here, that this was supposed to be a much bigger attack, targeting 10 different U.S. cities on both the East and West Coast. That expanded target list included the FBI headquarters in the plot, was to have been the 10th plane on which he personally flew, I guess the story is trying to tell me here. Rather than attacking a building, Muhammad would have killed all male passengers on board before contacting media and landing at an airport where he would have released women and children, and then he was to make a speech denouncing the U.S. That ambitious plan was rejected by bin Laden, who gave his approval to a scaled-back mission involving four planes and costing as little as between $400,000 to $500,000. Now, Muhammad had wanted to use more hijackers for those planes, 25 or 26 instead of 19. He said at least 10 other Al-Qaeda operatives were initially due to participate in the attacks, have been identified. They did not take part in the mission for a variety of reasons, including visa problems and suspicion by airport officials in the U.S. Now, the report also revealed that the plot was riven by internal dissent, including over whether to target the White House or the Capitol building. That was apparently not resolved prior to the attacks. Bin Laden also had to overcome opposition to attacking the U.S. from Mullah Omar, leader of the former Taliban regime, who was under pressure from Pakistan to keep al-Qaeda confined. The commission confirmed that al-Qaeda, though drastically changed and decentralized since 9/11, retained regional networks that were seeking to attack the U.S. Al-Qaeda remains extremely interested in conducting chemical, biological, radial... You know, folks, whose word am I taking about this? This commission that was set up by George Bush to cover his butt on what he knew prior to 9/11? So am I to believe what these people are saying now? I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't buy it. They go on to say here that the commission... Al-Qaeda remains extremely interested in chemical, nuclear, and biological attacks. The network may also try to attack a chemical plant or shipment of hazardous materials or to use, the commission said. It also discounted widespread claims that the Mohammed Atta, the hijacker's ringleader, met an Iraqi intelligence officer in Prague. The report forced the Bush administration on the defensive as it appeared to undermine one of its key justifications for the invasion of Iraq. Folks, this commission is not set up on the Iraq war, okay? This panel was supposed to be impaneled to investigate prior knowledge to 9/11. Period. I mean, that's what it was set up initially to do. Now, while Mr. Bush has been forced to admit that there was no specific evidence to link Saddam to September 11th, his deputy, Dick Cheney, claimed on Monday that the former Iraqi leader was a patron of terrorism with long-established ties with al-Qaeda. I don't know what they need to say that, no, Saddam Hussein was not part of the al-Qaeda, but that doesn't stop our vice president from carrying that tune. Now, last autumn, Mr. Cheney referred to the disputed meeting between Atta and the Iraqi official in the Czech Republic. Critics of the White House say that it was a deliberate policy to manipulate public opinion. I agree. Second hour of the National Intel Report, folks, coming up. That'll be on 9475 in your shortwave dial if you're an international listener to us. Or on computer, online, 32-bit stream, and it is free. www.rbnlive.com. We'll take the break here for a few minutes, come right back at you. Toll-free number, many lines available, 800-313-9443 for the call-in. This is our first day here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the air, folks. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must eat.